Morning, mate.
Nice to talk to you once again. We're going to try and save a few dollars with these Cyber Mondays and Black Friday sales. I guess the obvious question is, why is it, what sort of deals are out there?
Yeah, there's some solid deals out there, but yeah, a lot of people kind of don't understand what this is, and there is a history to it. In America, it's Thanksgiving on Thursday, and every Thursday, Thanksgiving results in a Friday of people sleeping in, not working, and certainly not shopping. And so years ago, the retailers created this Black Friday bonanza,
right,
which, you know, like our Boxing Day, got people to go and queue up and get involved. And so that then proceeded to expand to a Cyber Monday with online sales. And nowadays, it's really just a massive weekend of sales, both online and in the retail stores, happening very big in Australia. It's been going on, frankly, for days. But the peak of it is definitely Friday. The best deals will come then. I've seen brands that are slashing like 25% off all their prices in JB Hi-Fi. So when you go into these stores, you'll be able to see tangible deals. Online, there's some cracking deals. And it's not a bad time to buy things like robot vacuums or audio, headphones, speakers. There's lots of consumer electronics, even smartphones being discounted. So, you know, whether it's for you or a Christmas present, there's definitely some good shopping to be done right now.
And just in time for Christmas. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, amazing. That's the other theory about the name Black Friday. It was, you know, a lot of businesses basically don't turn a profit until this month, and this is where they make all their money in the year. So this is where the balance sheet turns black instead of red numbers. So, yes, that's the other name.
Well, there we go. Just learnt something new on this Wednesday morning. Now, more folding phones are coming. Now, I remember if you had a folding mobile phone, you were one of the cool kids. Now it seems that there's more and more out there.
Yeah, it's becoming the cool kid thing again. And Samsung own this market with their flip and their fold models. Motorola have a flip mode as well with their Razr. But it's a young market, and it's going to take some years for it to really pick up. But Google looks rumoured heavily to be entering this next year. I like the idea because Google make great phones. And I think I might have said to you when the Google Pixel came out, you know, if this phone was released as one of the first smartphones, it'd be one of the most popular. But they struggle against the established brands of Samsung and Apple. So if in the next 5 or 10 years folding phones do kick off and Google got in early, maybe they'll be the established brand instead of having to be the upstart, and that could be very big for them.
Looking forward to seeing more flip phones out there and folding phones because, yeah, I want to be one of the cool kids again. Cyber attacks. We've obviously talked about that quite a lot on this program with you, Trevor. What's happening at the moment? Should we now look at the government to set in place protections for Australians from identity fraud and credit risk? I mean, is it basically a one-stop shop, so to speak?
That's what I believe should be happening. And look, because I've spoken so much everywhere about the Optus and Medibank dramas, I felt kind of a requirement to say, well, what next? Because a lot of people say to me, how do we stop these attacks? Well, it's very hard to stop these attacks, and I don't think we will. But government should have, and I put together what you might call a policy. You know, it's a six-point policy. If I was campaigning, I'd be campaigning on this. And it revolves around education, heavy penalties, because that's going to ensure companies invest in cybersecurity, as well as data retention and storage laws. But the key for me are identity protection and credit protection. Credit protection, the ability to turn on and off your credit at any time with simplicity without a subscription, just on the ATO or MyGov website so that no one can apply for credit under your name without your permission. And the other one is identity, digital ID. Why are we ever handing over our ID number, our passports? We should just say, my name's Trevor, here's my MyGov QR code. You scan it and that confirms that I'm real. Done. No information should be handed over, and we should move to a digital ID system faster. And I think the government should legislate that.
What are the big companies doing in relation to these cyber attacks? You say, you know, Medibank and also the Optus one, but the bigger companies that you talk to, what are they doing with their cyber security? Are they tightening it up as best as they can?
I think it can be described with one word: panic.
Yeah.
Every big company that's holding data is ensuring that they have locked down robust systems. There's a lot of work being done to ensure the data integrity and security of our data. So it's a wake-up call that this last month has been, and that's probably a good thing.
Yep, you can read all the details and so much more on Trevor's website. It is EFTM.com. Trevor Long is the editor. Really do appreciate your time as always.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU.